Kerry Miller. Your Facebook posts are starting.
It was just a question.
Fair enough, fair enough. There's a nice tweet here from Londe Kalols. Have you seen it? I agree with Sky Shivalala. Maybe it's a black thing, but my parents never apologized to me, and I have never apologized to my boys.
100%, bro.
So it's just never going to do
it?
It
just doesn't happen. I don't know if it's a pride thing or what, but
hey. Sometimes, you know, you don't always have to follow the cultural way. Like, for example, your grandparents never Googled, but you do. Things change.
Yeah, fair enough. I mean, even if you give them that, you know, that look like, really? Like are you, I'm waiting for it. Sorry, are you gonna say something?
There's another tweet that I found that I think is really cool. At Duck Life. No duck, no life. Yes, not under certain circumstances, not even depending on the age of the child. Ideally, parents should always apologize when they've wronged their children.
Okay. We got Lucky on the line. How's it, Lucky?
Yes, good morning. How are you guys?
Well, thank you. What do you think? Should parents ever apologize to their children?
Yes, I think this is a very, very good thing to apologize to the children, because when I'm thinking back, some the incident happened to me long time when I was young. And after I realized that parents should apologize, then I say now it's a good thing that parents should apologize, because the incident happened to me that my grandmother whipped me because of something I didn't do. And then later on, she found out that I didn't do that. But I felt very, very bad when she came and apologized to me. She tried to give me sweet. I took the sweet. I was feeling bad when she was apologizing to me. You know, she's so sorry about what she did.
How did you feel when she said, I'm sorry?
Hey, I felt bad too.
Yeah.
Because you're not used to it, like Yangit. You're not used to it.
Yeah, I'm not used to it. I felt very bad. I'm feeling sorry for her. Well, she feels sorry.
Wow.
So I also see that it was nice after she moved away from my face. It was nice that she saw that she was wrong.
Yeah.
And she admitted that she did wrong things.
Was your grandmother one of those grandmothers that would make you go out into the garden to go fetch the stick that she's gonna beat you with?
Yeah.
No, she didn't do that.
And then when
Darren, do you want to have a little chat with us?
No, but Darren is right. I used to do the same thing. But then I'll get the smallest and thinnest stick, and then she'll go out and get the big one.
Listen, guys, before
all right, Lucky, thank you for the call. I'm glad that it resonated, because you remember that moment. You know?
I was going to say, before we go to Hannah, I just want to also say that we're not speaking about someone, a parent who's taken a shoe to your bottom. I'm talking like someone who took the cell phone away at bedtime and then still apologized. I mean, there's obvious situations when apology. But Hannah from Westville. Hello, Hannah.
Hello.
Hannah, quickly, how old are you?
I'm 17.
17. Okay. So what do you think, Hannah?
I don't think parents should apologize after reprimanding their kid. Ever, no.
Is there no scenario where a parent should apologize to a child?
Pardon?
Is there no scenario in your mind where a parent should apologize to a child?
Should.
Yes.
Maybe if they haven't reprimanded their kid and they genuinely have done something wrong, but if you reprimand your kid and you apologize, it's just giving them an opportunity to walk all over you.
That is what I'm talking about, Hannah from Westville, who's 17.
Yeah. Thank you, Hannah.
Hannah, have your parents or whoever your guardian is, when you've done something wrong or whatever, have you got disciplined and ever been apologized to?
No. Never.
So have your parents never got it wrong? Like, say one of your siblings took something, you got grounded, and then they find out, they go like, oh snap, it wasn't you, sorry. Has that never happened?
Well, I don't think so, but if they're wrong, they're wrong, but they won't show it to me because
they're
giving me an opportunity,
And you don't want your parents to ever say to you, I'm sorry?
Not really.
Hannah, quick question. Let's say it's 10 years' time and you're married and you have a child and you ground the wrong child by mistake.
Thank you for giving it 10 years.
Yeah. What, do you think you'd apologize to your child?
Maybe, but I wouldn't make a big scene about it.
No, we're not asking you to stand in the middle of Lighthouse Mall. I'd like to apologize to my child. Hear ye, hear ye.
That would be.
You're not saying that, but I mean, your child. You pick up your child from school and you say, "Listen, what I did yesterday. I'm sorry about that."
No.
Yeah,
no.
No. No, you guys don't see that.
I'll be happy with the okay song.
Hang on, you guys interrupted. Hannah was about to, there was a moment.
Yeah, Hannah was on our team.
All right, Hannah, thanks for the call.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Bye, Hannah.
I'm thinking about this. I'm listening to Hannah. I'm listening to Lucky. And I'm just, let me take a moment or two here just to process all of
this. No, it sounds like you're changing your mind because...
No, I want to get this right. This is a big thing.
Because you're actually a dad.
I'm actually a parent.
This is actually something that you have
it's
to deal with.
It's a simple question, Darren. Do you apologize, yes or no?
Let me just set the scene here. Early this morning, Kerry Miller and myself and you got into a debate about whether it is a good idea to apologize to your child or not.
Mm.
Do we apologize to our children? And then this is the reason it's weighing down on me is this weekend something happened and I think it deserves an apology. Let me set the scene. Mouse and I are Fortniters on the weekend.
No, mm-hmm. You're a Fortniter and your child is looking after
you. No. Mouse is a G.
She's a builder.
But she got into it because, you know.
Yeah, fair enough.
She wanted to spend time with dad.
Same reason she got into swimming, cycling, and quantum mechanics. So terrible influence.
Quantum mechanics already?
Yeah, already.
Okay, it's not about that anyway.
So anyway, do you know there was an event this weekend?
Yes.
There was for 3 days there was the sphere building up over Polar Peak and there was a countdown.
Where's Polar Peak?
It's a game place.
oh,
and there's a countdown on all the socials, guys. 3 days to the event.
Yeah.
12 hours to the event. 7 hours and 2 minutes till the event. We were speaking about it the whole day, and in order to get into the event, you have to register for the game. Enter into a game, and then when you're in the screen, the most amazing thing happens. Millions of subscribers around the world do not battle each other. They just stand on the field and look up at the sphere, and then something happens.
I hope your apology is to us for having to listen to this story.
No. I'm loving it. Carry on, sir.
You understand, yes. Sky. And because the last event was so epic, and it was trending all over the world. And the sphere explodes, and the entire map becomes covered in this blanket of snow. And it was just the most epic thing. But 3 minutes before the event, my daughter and one of her friends decided, hang on, guys, we need to let someone else into this group to join us, so we have to exit the game. And I'm like, baby, we're not going to have enough time to get back into the game. But okay, let's just try it. So we exit, and we didn't have enough time.
Oh.
And we missed the event. We'd been building up to this for 3 days. And I was like, well, that's it. Never again. I am never doing a Fortnite event with children. Ever again. You are undisciplined. You're unfocused. I've missed the event. I've wasted all my time for this. This is ridiculous. I'm never doing this with children again.
Were you saying this to Mars and the friend?
I was shouting this into the ether.
Were they in the current ether?
Mouse was next to me.
Oh, my word, Darren.
Did you shout at her?
No, I shouted because at her. I suppose, yes. I was kind of shouting at her, yeah.
Because of Fortnite.
I know, because of Fortnite. It's like, this is not a thing.
Look, what kind of parent are you?
What, like... Earlier, I was like, parents should never apologize. Hearing that horrific story.
I do feel terrible. And I was like,
Wait. You feel terrible.
I do.
Have you apologized?
I haven't.
Did she apologize?
Yeah, she said, oh, I'm sorry we missed the event, Dad. And I'm like, and eventually I was like, it's fine.
Just go back, okay. Just go to sleep.
But, yeah, because it was 9 o'clock at night. But it was a Saturday, so it was 10 o'clock bedtime on a Saturday. So, but I mean, for the outburst, I think I should apologize.
Damn straight.
In actual fact, I know Mouse is still, she might still be on her way to school right now. So I'm gonna do it now. I'm going to get it off my chest.
Live on air?
Live on air.
I think we should also ground you, by the way. No Fortnite for a week.
Okay, cool.
I'm going to take your remote.
No Fortnite for a week for you, Darren Moore. And,
Okay, come past and pick up my remote.
Yes.
And now I think, let's go big or go home with this.
Baby girl, it's just a game. Your dad got overexcited about something completely stupid. And I raised my voice completely unnecessarily. And that's not how you behave in a relationship. And you're my daughter, and I love you. And I shouldn't have spoken like that to you or to your friend or to anyone, really. So I'm sorry.
I'm pretending that was towards me also.
East Coast. East Coast breakfast.
Two things. One, I'm going to need to speak to my Lyft Club operator because Mouse was still in the car.
Oh, does that mean she's late?
On her way. Yes, she's late for school.
Darren Moore's child is late? What?
No, it's unacceptable.
I'm a word.
I'm not going to raise my voice because I don't want to have to apologize.
Mm-hmm. Again.
At a later stage. But I'm just, we need to address this. But on the upside, I'm thankful she was in the car and she heard my apology.
Did she accept it?
Yeah.
Well, she sent a voice note. Should we give it a listen?
Have you heard it already? Or is
no.
Are you for the first time?
No.
You're just, you know, it's a weirdly wonderful thing you do to us. I love that we're so part of your life, but I'm so glad I'm not one of your children.
She is my favorite daughter.
Yeah.
She's my only daughter. She's my favorite. If I had others, she'd still be my favorite.
But not your favorite, unfortunately.
I'm going to play it. I've just got a voice note from my daughter. I've apologized live on air. I raised my voice unnecessarily and I was being a complete...
Oh, there's so many words I wish I could put in there.
Oh,
that
no, go for it.
We wouldn't allow for BCCSA.
No, we need time for that. I'm playing it. Here's the voice note from the mouse.
Dad, I just heard your apology on the radio, and I know that we both get very frustrated when we've worked hard and we've been waiting for 3 hours and we've messed around in Fortnite and we've done some challenges and we've done all that stuff. And then when it comes to the live event, which we've been looking forward to for so long, we miss it. And we both get frustrated. And at that moment, you blew up, kind of. And so I accept your apology. And I love you lots. Oh, yeah. And I have ballet after school today. So don't forget to pick me up. Okay. Love you. Bye.
Oh, wow.
Okay,
baby.
That was flippin' cute.
Oh, baby.
Also, she should have stuck in there like a, I'd like a raise of my allowance or something. Because she deserves it.
She's amazing. Thank you, my baby. Thank you for that message. I love you, my child. East Coast Breakfast.